What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Okay, sorry I missed the clock. I'm back here. And all right, welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about computers and computer games. And there's sort of a dark cousin of computer games that everybody likes to pretend doesn't exist, and that's the porn games. But it is big business. And more than that, though, it is a bit of a security problem because these porn games are harvesting vast amounts of data that you probably don't want made public, you know, in terms of the type of games that you are playing. And so the rampant collection of data from these porn games is extremely worrying for any modern digital consumer. Getting into the space news, NASA has completed work on the James Webb Space Telescope, and so that's good news. It's going to be launched a little bit later this year, and it is huge compared to the Hubble, and we're going to see a lot of amazing things coming on out of that. Now, a while back, when relations between the United States and the Russian republics were starting to deteriorate, there was talk of Russia simply abandoning the ISS and going their own direction, the way China has recently done. But now they've had second thoughts. The head of the Russian space agency, Dmitry Rogozin, told CNN that a divorce with the United States over the space station just isn't really possible at this time. And so, Russia's going to be continuing to go up to that space station, which is showing, sadly, its age. They're finding a few more cracks there. But they're continuing to do a lot of work up there. They have a small little accomplishment. They took some seeds up there, and they've actually grown some plants all the way from germination to blooming there in the weightless environment of space, which is definitely going to have a beneficial effect when it comes time to head on out to Mars, where it's going to be more efficient to grow your own food as you go along, rather than try and lug it all along with you. Okay, down in Australia, spring is just beginning, but they got hit with an intense polar cold. And so they said basically the cold front would bring a sharp shift to the cold with temperatures plunging. This happened toward the end of last week. And we're starting to see autumn cooling here. I think we're going to have a rough winter this year in Indiana, at least here. All right, we mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. The Australian Parliament has recently passed one of the most egregious attacks on privacy rights and civil liberties in the world. The Surveillance Legislation Amendment, otherwise known as the Identify and Disrupt Bill 2021, was snuck through with little debate or fanfare in a 24-hour window. And the piece of legislation has bipartisan support. The law is a radical departure from due process. The new powers allow the Australian Federal Police to hack and take over the personal accounts of targets that they label as terrorists, which in recent years has meant basically white people advocating for nationalism as well as other dissenting opinions. I had an opportunity some years ago to actually, I'd been working in Australia and I was offered, assistance in becoming a citizen and staying down there. And I'm sure glad I didn't do that now. That would have really been ugly. Okay, we have callers on the line now. Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi,
Mike.
Hi.
I sent you an email. It's a screenshot of something called Canadian National Report on Immunization, 1996. Now, this is right off of
I saw that.
Federal government's website. So page three, the third paragraph down, it reads, unlike some countries, immunization is not mandatory in Canada. It cannot be made mandatory because of the Canadian Constitution. Looks like our countries are the same. Politicians don't follow the rules.
No, they don't. They see themselves as above the law.
Yeah, it's sad. And, you know, this always starts out, you know, as something small, right?
Yeah.
And it's always incremental. They just incrementally keep grabbing and clawing away until there's really nothing left. I think last week you ran a story that basically said that Russia has now more freedom than the United States. That's amazing. So if that's true, I wonder where Canada is in that. I mean, we've got to be like halfway down the list then. Because they're just going nuts up here. And when you were talking about Aaron O'Toole from, he's the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party. I mean, he's just flip-flopping on all the issues as well. So you have Trudeau would say something, and then Aaron O'Toole come out and say something similar. So they're basically just one-upping people. You know, handguns, for instance. Right, we're still allowed them here in Canada. You have to have an FAC, so you need a psychological, you know, background to check and test and all that. But still, if they disarm us, it's over. We'll be like Australia, and they'll just walk all over us.
Yes,
it's a shame. Anyway, that's all I called to let you know. Anyway, thanks a lot, Mike. I'll be listening in. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We have open phone lines now, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Mitchell in Memphis. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike Rivera, what's going on?
Well, you tell me.
I'm going to try. Hey, listen, Mike, the COVID-19 issue, I know you and Tom had argued back and forth about one of the most important issues of our time, you know, immigration, and I think you were saying the voting issue. I guess I could agree with both of you guys, but could we say that now if we take a Maslow hierarchy of needs approach, could we argue that the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine and vaccine passport, could we say that that's potentially the most important issue right now as we speak?
I think I don't know why I'm getting an echo from you, but Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I think you're misunderstanding what Maslow was saying. And he basically ranked needs in a pyramid, starting at the bottom with immediate needs for food, water, shelter, sleep. Then higher up on the hierarchy are things like a sense of security, that you're going to be eating next week, that you got a place to sleep next week. And then, you know, further up to the top, which is self-actualization, meaning you are truly in control of your own life, a very rare thing unless you're a billionaire in this country.
Well, and I'm not talking about exactly what it's saying. That's why I specified a Maslow type of approach.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, this COVID-19 vaccine issue is becoming, as David Knight would say, and other people, the hill to die on. It's very, very important. But what I want to do is I want to move on, and
okay.
I was talking to I was having arguments with James Kelso, who was hugely against the vaccines, but he worships Donald Trump. And there's this real problem that I'm having. Donald Trump, as you know, on the 21st of August, did a rally in Alabama where he got booed by his own base, And so I mentioned this to Kelso, and it was unbelievable. Kelso was trying to defend the indefensible. It was unbelievable. This was a week ago when I called Kelso. I said, what in God's name? This is indefensible. Well, a week later, yesterday on Kelso's show, he came out in his first hour, and he was walking it back, saying, Trump's got to quit advocating and endorsing the damn vaccines.
Okay, well, Trump probably is responding to being booed because he's come on out and said that he will refuse the booster shot.
Well, that's that's a good thing. But when I was talking to Kelso, I asked him a question. I asked him, I said, does Donald Trump consider the COVID vaccines to be properly tested and safe, or does Donald Trump of the opinion that the COVID vaccines are risky and need more testing? And James Kelso said, I'll answer your question, hang on through the break. And during the break, he cut me off. I tried to call back, and then his engineer said, we don't like your attitude, so I couldn't get back on the phone.
Yeah,
it's very, very low rent. It's very, very, I don't even know why Kelso's on RBN. He's given RBN a huge black eye. But at any rate, what I wanted to tell Kelso before he cut me off is the Alabama rally was the 21st of August.
Yes.
And Mike and, you know, and James Kelso was claiming, well, Trump knows better now. He listens to his people. And he and when he tried to explain or tried to answer my questions, well, Trump probably thinks that it's a bioweapon. Trump probably knows that. So the obvious question is, why is he advocating that people get it? Well, the rally was the 21st, and then I found this by Eugene Scott, September the 1st. That was last Wednesday. Now, you just referenced a John Fredericks just in your first hour.
Yes.
John Frederick Show. And so I found this last Wednesday. The vaccines do work. This is Donald Trump in an interview on the John Frederick Show. Trump says he's proud of the coronavirus vaccines, but he says former President Donald Trump said Wednesday that the coronavirus vaccines are effective and that more Americans should get the shot. Then Trump goes on to say the vaccines do work, he said on the John Frederick Show, a conservative talk show radio program, and they are effective. So here's my thing. I think I have saved millions and millions of lives around the world. We would have had another Spanish flu. And lastly, he says, now countries are using our vaccines, and it's tremendous, Trump added. It's tremendously successful. This is astounding, because in your first hour, you just read a whole litany of horrifying things about what people now know.
Yeah, coming from the CDC.
So what is Trump doing? What in God's name is he doing?
Well,
it's been outed
that Pfizer Corporation donated $1 million to his inauguration.
That's what I was going to tell you. That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. blows the whistle on Trump taking $1 million from Pfizer. That's on BitChute. So is Donald Trump making money every time he endorses the damn vaccine at a rally?
I would want to know how much of his stock portfolio is invested in those vaccine companies.
So what are these people doing standing in the rain cheering this man? I don't understand it. I'm with David Knight on this. This is insanity. What is Donald? That's his base.
Yes.
Why is he doing this? Well, Kelso's trying to act like, well, that was way back then, you know, 14 days ago. Trump knows better now. No, what I'm citing here is a radio interview that Trump did last Wednesday. I mean, why does Trump not know the downside to this? You know, my life is being turned upside down trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do when Memphis gets around to forcing the vaccine passports.
It's a tough call. It's a tough call. But as far as Donald Trump is concerned, I mean, you know, he's been a disappointment in a lot of areas. He is a politician, after all. He's still better than Biden, in my opinion, but not by much. Donald Trump may figure that his legacy is that vaccine, and he wants to be remembered positively for the vaccine. Because if it is finally revealed to the general public what a disaster it's been, the Democrats are going to blame Donald Trump. Well, he rushed it in. He had warp drive. And, you know, it's all his fault that all these people died and were crippled.
Well,
that may be part of Trump's motive.
This is the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I don't know. Mike, you know, I've got all these a wide variety of sources. And every other day, on an every other day basis, I listen to another doctor, immunologist or virologist or some person of that caliber talking about, no, we must stop this madness. It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so at one point, Kelso said, well, why, if Donald Trump knows that this is dangerous, why doesn't he come out and say, you know, Mike Adams had to do a turnaround. He had to do an about face.
Yeah.
Why can't Trump just say, instead of saying, yeah, I take the vaccine, take it, it's good. Why don't he say no? I don't advise you to take the vaccine, but use your free will.
But that would be the safest thing for him to do because, if he stays on this, advocacy for vaccines and he runs in 2024, this is going to come back and haunt him.
Mike, the last thing I'll say, if Donald Trump doesn't know the down dark side to this vaccine issue, he's an idiot at this point.
Yes.
If he does know the dark side of this vaccine issue, it means it is beyond diabolical, because he's advocating, he has a lot of influence. He's advocating that people take a shot that could potentially kill them, that he may even know is a bioweapon. Either way you slice this, he's put himself into a corner. There's no way out for Donald Trump on this.
Yeah, he's definitely in a corner on this one. Personally, I think he ought to just shut up and let the issue fade away and not even mention it either way ever again.
I think the proper move is to do like Mike Adams and say, I made a mistake. A lot more information has come in, has come to the fore, and I recognize now that this is hugely controversial, and I cannot advocate that people take this shot. However, everybody, do what you think you need to do. That's the right thing to do. That's the proper move for Donald Trump.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's amazing to me that James Kelsey is going to advocate that, well, he needs to stay the course because it might not be politically expedient if Donald Trump changes pace. He might be called waffling or something. Who gives a damn? We're talking about life and death here, potentially.
Well,
the man's out there at this late date
still
telling people to get that damn jab.
That may exactly be what's going on, is Trump doesn't want to be seen as less than firm in his convictions, even though it's becoming obvious that particular conviction is the wrong one. But, Trump has been very, very disappointing on a lot of levels, especially election fraud, and he paid the price for that one.
Well, Mike, you know that the powers that be have tried as best they can to keep and suppress information, but it's virtually impossible. Information slowly oozes out like water. And
yes,
every day that passes, more and more people are catching on to what this vaccine thing is all about. And they're saying no, and they're pushing back. What's going to happen in the end? I don't know. It's going to be exciting. Stick around. But, you know, this thing with Trump is just, I don't know, it blows my mind. It blows my mind that as recent as 4 or 5 days ago, he is still, actually, he's doubling down. What he did on the third last Wednesday on the John Frederick show was doubling down compared to what he did at the Alabama rally. That's astounding to me. That's astounding to me. But anyway, I'll leave it right there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. And Bruce, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, first of all, the previous caller, yeah, he's on target. All I can say is Kelso has his program, and I've had experience with him going back before Trump was even elected, and you can't push him on any subject off his base, so just take it for what it is. You know, there's another network, I'm going to say it, Revolution Radio. They have a Zion Christian fundamentalist creek going on there, and at least RBN is more up front. We know where he's at, and you know where to go find him or avoid him. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go with that. I mean, if I had my own show, I'm sure there'd be some people that wouldn't agree with me, but you know what you're getting. Just like any other business, you know.
Well, I hope that's the case here, that people understand what they're getting when they tune into my program.
Right, yeah. And I might bust your chops here a little bit. I don't know, probably not, but I know you're not down with the Taliban happening there, but I see something here that's pretty damn dishonest. And the American Humane Society is a 501c3. Okay.
Yes.
They're a huge organization. And their director is Dr. Robin R. Ganser. I looked her up, and she's actually a professional grifter for 501c3s. We're not for NGOs. And,
Bruce, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors, 512-248-8252.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Bruce in Texas, and Bruce, you were talking about
the American Humane Society.
Yeah, the Humane Society. I was looking for the acronym, but
right, yeah,
the Humane Society. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can go to AmericanHumane.org and look for the press release. She authored this herself. American Humane condemns death sentence delivered to contract working dogs left behind. Now, This is dated August 30th. Now, before August 30th, the Taliban put out a statement that they were not condemning the dogs to death. And there's actually a video from Independent Press on the scene that shows them running around. And say, well, they released them out of their kennels. Some of them were loose already, and they have not condemned them to death. And they're working with an animal shelter. All right, and AmericanHumane.org is 501c3. And there's a lady in Kabul. She runs Kabul Small Animal Rescue, and she's taking in these dogs, and they brought them to her, and her organization has not, the IRS has not given her a 501c3. And she's running a GoFundMe. They've raised about $250,000 so far.
Good.
And the reason the dogs weren't allowed in from these contractors is because the CDC banned their importation due to an elevated risk of rabies in Afghanistan. So you got the CDC again, and you got these NGOs, and they're all full of crap, you know. And yeah. it's just annoying as hell, you know. It's just a bunch of disinformation that never stops. It never stops, and you got to dig, but of course most people don't dig, but we can help them out, you know. And on a personal note, it's just speculation on my part, or it's actually observation. A lot of the anxiety about the return of the Taliban in Afghanistan is due to professional women being put off because of their fundamentalist Muslim beliefs about women in the workplace. Now, that guy slashed that gardener, that's totally uncalled for, but, you know.
Well, obviously, hey. Yes.
Yeah, obviously, yes, but, you know, on the ground in Afghanistan, that I don't hear reports of that happening. Of course, they're going to hold it back some. But they're also laughing about all the global homo materials they found in the U.S. Embassy. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, they also have that. Yeah. So, anyway, it's good to see. Oh, I wonder why these contractors aren't being held responsible. You don't even hear who they are.
They should be. They're the ones who left the dogs there. Now, the good news there is these dogs were not trained as attack dogs. They were trained as sniffers, which means they're going to be wonderful pets for somebody.
Wonderful pets. It'd make wonderful. I donated two labs to a trainer for the Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. They would make great dogs at Border Patrol stations. And those helicopters would be terrific along the border. But, of course, we don't, you know, they're not interested in controlling the border. They're interested in projecting power for the multinational. Anyhow, thank you for taking the call today, and have a good one.
All right, thanks a lot here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've got the elections thing. California right now, but just in general, if people really are going to be going for the elections, they got to remember, it looks like this Larry Elder guy was a jump. First they did the, whatchamacallit, what's her name, or his name, Caitlyn Jenner, and then Larry Elder, and now I guess Larry Elder is not 100% for the 2020 election being stolen, right?
Yeah.
He's saying that he thinks it wasn't, right?
I thought on his conservative talk show, you know, he's raised questions about the 2020 election.
Okay, because Mike Lindell made mention, I think it was last week or something, that Larry Elder basically went back on it. So I'm not sure. But the point is that whoever we're going to pick, we all need to agree on that person. You know, well, California needs to agree on that person, because if everyone's picking this person, that person, this person, the Democrat can win again.
Well, right? You know, the indications are the Democrats are going to steal that election anyway. I mean, they have caught Democratic operatives who somehow have the master keys to apartment mailboxes, literally stealing the absentee ballots and taking them away. And, you know, how they got those keys, you know, ought to be the subject of an investigation in and of itself. But the Democrats love to steal elections. They certainly were working to do that in 2016. They certainly did it in 2020. And, because nothing has happened to them for stealing elections, they're going to go on stealing elections.
Yeah, I actually seen a video about that on One American News. And the one woman, the lawyer, Harmy Dillon, was on there. And they were arguing some legality and, like, whatever. But the point is that... they were clearly stealing these all this mail in elections and stuff, but she was trying to say, oh, well, you know, they were just stealing mail in general. You can't say that they were stealing the ballots. And it's like, well, I mean, obviously the ballots should be in a whole separate thing then, right? They shouldn't even be in a personal mail then if it's going to be like that. So this way,
well,
no,
you know, California mailed out ballots to all registered voters, and that created a surplus. Anyway, listen, Joshua, okay. Got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials.
Have a good day.
512-248-8252. Call on in. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines now, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Fine.
The reason I called today is I see what's going on in Australia, okay? Everybody's worried about, the Taliban is back in Afghanistan. They're going to do this. They're going to be oppressive. You know, Mike, from what I see in Australia now, what's going on in Australia, and we're interviewing some woman before. I've seen her before on Nice Looking Blonde Woman. She was on Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying what's going on. The people are just complying, and this government is more and more oppressive. You're not allowed to go out except like for an hour or some. It sounds like, look, if you give me a choice right now, if I wanted to live in Afghanistan under the Taliban, if I wanted to live in Australia under this wicked, wicked globalist oppressive government, I'll take the Taliban. I wouldn't even have to think about it, okay? At least in a time with the Taliban, you can go out when you want. You don't even have to wear a mask. Most of them don't. They don't, COVID, right, from what I understand, is not even a big thing there. They don't force a vaccine on you, okay? No, I would take the Taliban over to the government of Australia right now. And the same thing with New Zealand, which is also very oppressive, and more and more Canada oppressive. Let's see if the Canadians at least have the guts, not the guts, the common sense, get rid of this little creep they got there, Trudeau, on 26th. I'm beginning to want to think, you know, everybody always says, well, you know, democracy started with the Anglo-Saxons, this and that, you know, under Magna Carta. But it seems to me that the the people who descend from the Anglo-Saxons are just not that interested in keeping their freedom anymore. I don't know whether they've been dumbed down or what, or spoiled.
Well, that's certainly part of it. I mean, you know, the dumbing down of Americans has been going on for a couple of generations now, where people are taught to simply believe and obey. They don't know how to think logically. They don't know how to be analytical. They don't know how to be critical thinkers. And, you know, that makes them just ideally suited, you know, to be bossed around. And that's exactly where we are. And, you know, George Orwell and other writers like Aldous Huxley, you know, warned us this was coming.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Of the three countries in North America right now, Mexico is right now the freest. Now, we've got some states, of course, here in the United States that are not putting up with the garbage. All right? But mm-hmm. a lot of states are just complying. And when you look at Australia, here's a country that just willingly gave away their guns a few years ago, just gave them right up. And again, maybe it's because they're with those, you know, with the Commonwealth nation, because they give their allegiance to a corrupt, deviant, degenerate bunch of perverts called the royal family. Maybe mm-hmm. that's what it is. I don't know. But I don't see enough commotion in the United States either. I don't see people really rebelling. I see it in France. I see the way they're really taking the streets. I personally, I'm waiting for the day they go right into Macron's palace, or whatever he calls where he stays, and drags them out. And there's what was the guy's name from Romania that they did in at the end of the Cold War? Calcesco. And do
Ceausescu
on it.
Or
Mussolini. Yeah, or Mussolini, where they hang him up, him and his girlfriend, they hung him up like a side of beef in a public square. I'm waiting for the French to do that, because these people are disgusting. They don't have any use for our freedom, for our democracy. Like I said, I at least see the French rebelling. I see the Italians to a degree rebelling. Even the Germans to a degree are rebelling. But the Anglo-Saxon countries, it supposedly started, you know, real democracy and all that, other than the United States ourselves, and that's only part of the United States that that's kowtowing to this.
Yeah, but you're forgetting the massive protests in London against the vaccine mandates and the masks and the passports and stuff. And there may well be major protests going on in this country that are simply being hidden. We've reported on some of the protests taking place in the United States, but obviously the powers that think they are don't want the American people to realize this is what's going on. What they want is for every single American to think they are all alone in having doubts about the vaccines, having doubts about the election, having doubts about global warming. But the reality is, and I discovered this again this last weekend, when you speak up, all of a sudden everybody in the room is nodding along and saying, yeah, I thought I was the only one who was thinking these things. That's why it's so important to keep speaking out.
Well, you know, you had that demonstration in New York against the vaccine passport. But
yes.
It wasn't enough. You should have had hundreds of thousands of people in the street, not a couple of thousand. I mean, this is big, and yet from what I understand, for the mayoral candidates, the Democrat, this guy Adams, Eric Adams, is going. Yep. Even though he's an ex-cop, he's an ex-New York City cop, he's going along with de Blasio's criminal actions. Okay, the other guy, Curtis Sliwa, is not. But you know, they very well may elect Adams anyway. And by the way, talking about the police are talking about they don't want to get the vaccine. Most of the at least in New York City, and I believe in Los Angeles.
Also
in Oregon.
And they
have strong unions. Why aren't those unions going on strike? That's another thing, too, with Australia. The truckers said they were going to go on strike. Instead, they punked out. Okay? If you love your freedom...
No, they didn't. If you listened earlier in the show, the government of New South Wales has now canceled mandatory vaccinations for interstate drivers.
Yeah, but that's not enough. That's they should be doing it for the whole country, not just within a state driver. So, okay, so they'll get there. They won't have to take the vaccines, but everybody else does. Everybody else is locked down. Lock down these countries. I mean, lock it down by the people, not by the government. Stop everything from going in or going out. That will end this very without having to get violent. That by itself, and the same thing in this country. General strike. We want our freedom. You will not interfere with our freedoms. And I'm not, by the way, Mike, I'm not even belittling this new variant, okay? A lot of people are getting sick. A lot of young people are getting sick, okay?
Yes.
And it's, you know, this seems to be, I'm very worried that this could be an offspring from the vaccines itself. But we've got to be able to deal with it. And there are certain prophylactics that you can use and a certain vitamins and certain other things that you can use to lessen the possibility.
Yes.
Joe Rogan got rid of his in 3 days. Meanwhile, boxer, you know, the fighter Oscar De La Hoya,
yes,
champ, he's in the hospital. He's in the hospital, but he also had both vaccines already.
So, yes,
I mean,
he did.
Evidently, the vaccines weaken you. They don't strengthen you. And people better
Well, that's
up
why the Red Cross is banning people who've been vaccinated from donating blood for other COVID patients, because the spike proteins actually do destroy your natural immunity.
Well, doesn't that tell people something? I mean, what is wrong with this? With people already? How stupid can we be? How sheep-like can we be? Don't we understand the government is evil? It does not... You know, it does not care about us. That's not only the United States. It's other countries around the world. The only, you know who I understand did give in and they were starting to try to push these vaccine passports and now backed off is Russia, because people were complaining. They were refusing to go along.
Yeah, also Denmark. Denmark is basically ending all of their COVID protocols, as it were. They really had enough of that.
Yeah, but Russia's the country everybody is, you know, not everybody, but a lot of these clowns are saying, oh, they're a dictatorship, they're this, they're autocratic. Well, guess what? Obviously, they're not so autocratic. Obviously, they got a lot of freedom there.
Yes, they do.
Obviously, Putin is not the dictator they try to make him out to be. Okay? And even China isn't going along with some of these vaccines, from what I understand. You know?
Yeah.
But yet, it's these mostly Anglo-Saxon countries and a few other European, mostly Western European, and of course Israel. Israel is absolutely disgusting. I mean, now they're trying to push a fourth jab on their population. And these people go along.
Because if the first three don't work, you know, let's keep trying again.
So, I mean, these are descendants of people that walked into the ovens, didn't put up a fight, walked into those trains, and lay down.
Well, that's if you believe that Orthodox account, you know, and, you know, and don't forget the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, okay?
You did have uprising, but where is that uprising now in this country that now their own, supposedly their own people are running? Where is that uprising? Why are they just going along like sheep? I understand the Palestinians aren't taking them shots. And I understand COVID is very rare right now in the Palestinian area.
Yeah, that's
okay?
True.
So, I mean,
yep.
When are people going to wake up? All right? When are people going to wake up before it's too late?
I think more people are awake than you think. The problem we're dealing with is they're afraid to speak out or to stand up for themselves. And that's where, you know, the sheeple concept comes on in. And so, yeah, it's a problem. It's a real problem. You know, the Americans need to recover some of that pioneer colonial spine that we used to have.
Exactly. Wake up, folks, before it's too late, before we don't have a country, or we don't have a country even worth defending anymore. Okay? Wake up. Don't worry about Afghanistan. Like I said, I personally would rather live under the Taliban right now than under the Australian government. All right? And if Trudeau, God forbid, gets reelected, I'd probably do the same thing with Canada. Okay? Hopefully he'll be voted out on the 26th. But wake up, folks, before it's too late. Okay? Don't worry about race either. Race is superficial. Worry about what the contents of people's character, worry about people going along with the Constitution of this great nation, okay? Especially the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, that we live by that. And let's also let those people, right now we don't have a free country either, especially you got 600 and something people locked up in jail, at least half of them veterans, the demonstration they held on, on January 6th.
Yes.
There's something wrong with them, Mike. There's something really very wrong. We have no business talking about democracy in other countries when we don't have it in this country, okay? And the only
Agreed.
Thing that saves this country a little bit is the fact that we do have states' rights, but the state's got to start really standing up, too. The state's got to understand that the federal government is completely corrupt. Tell the federal government you will not send your FBI into our states. You will not send your ATF or anybody else. We will arrest them if they come into the state. That's what they need to do. We need to understand the federal government does not represent this country. I don't know who they represent, but they don't represent us.
Well, they represent Wall Street. They represent Israel. They represent the billionaires, and that's about it.
That's what it means. And I don't know, talk about Israel. I didn't even know what the deal is with them, because they seem to be the worst sheep of them all now, except maybe for the Australians. So I just don't know, but we better wake up. That's all I can say, Mike. I really do think and understand this is a corrupt federal government we've got, and it's not only the United States, it's much of the so-called Western world. And the real bastions
yes.
of freedom seem to be Eastern Europe today, and maybe parts of Asia, and some Africa, and parts of Africa and the Middle East too. I don't think Assad makes his people take shots. I don't think he makes them wear masks or anything else either. Okay, and I don't think the Ayatollahs in Iran are making people do that either. By the way, well, whoever else is in charge in Iran, so and Turkey. I found something out interesting. I know you love dogs too, like I do.
Yeah.
I was watching a movie on the other day called Stray. It was a documentary really, and about all the stray dogs in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey is the only country in the world that says you must leave the dogs alone if they're in the street and all that. You cannot go lock them up and put them in kennels and stuff like that. You leave them alone. And they're doing okay. They're living side by side with people. The so-called horrible Muslims who supposedly hate dogs and hate animals and hate this and hate that, well, they got the most dog-friendly country in the world right now, especially Istanbul, okay?
Yeah.
You can see there's like 100,000 dogs running around Istanbul. And they're not doing anything bad. They're not attacking people. They're living side by side. So, you don't have to put them in kennels. And you don't have to euthanize them like tend to do in this, in not only this country, in a lot of places, if nobody wants to adopt them. So that's another thing I thought I would add. All right, I know a lot of you callers probably won't like what I say, but, what can I tell you? Free country so far, still a free country to a degree, that's about it, Mike.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike. No, I think the dumbing down of America started a long time ago when you got the Department of Health, of Education.
Mm-hmm.
When they got control of our education system, what did they teach us all along since we've been alive? Love your country, just like they do in your nation. They did the same thing with the Chinese. They love their
mm-hmm.
nation. They have to, or they get in trouble. But they got us indoctrinated into thinking that we love our nation as the beacon of good. It's the light in the nation, in the world. We're saving lives and stuff. Meanwhile, underneath all that, we're actually the terrorists of the world. And now they're trying to kill us. And we got Stockholm Syndrome. No, our government wouldn't do that. Why would our government do that? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We have this massive Stockholm Syndrome going on. I'm just appalled at myself, but I get it. They waited for a specific time to do this. Look how long they've been fluoridating us. Since 1948 in some cities, they've been
mm-hmm.
fluoridating us left and right. And that goes for your pineal gland, which means you stop dreaming and you can't see things in your head quite as well as you used to. It's got everything to do with your life.
Yeah, it's also a mild tranquilizer, and it's absolutely ineffective against tooth decay when you're drinking it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about all that. I don't know anything. Fluoride, remember that 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed?
Yeah, yeah.
Fluoride toothpaste was good for you? I want to.
I remember when they said 4 out of 5 doctors recommended a certain cigarette brand. So, you know.
Oh,
anyway,
they did,
listen.
They did.
All right. Well, Andy, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with Andy in Texas. And Andy, just pick up where you left off.
Well, yeah, back to the stupefaction of America and stuff. Look at how they did these colleges and stuff. Mm-hmm. The MDs are turning out, these medical doctors that they're turning out, they're jokes. They're nothing but pharmaceutical pushers.
Yes, that's true.
And,
You know, the pharmaceutical industry actually provides educational material to medical schools.
I don't doubt that one bit. And yep. Then you got all these different, these stupid little degrees that aren't going to get you anywhere. So if something should happen in society, we're going to have a bunch of stupid people. They're not going to know what they're going to, even these computer programmers and stuff, they're not going to know anything about survival unless they have an active off-time life. You know, they are an outdoors person. They'll probably have something they can do. But most of these people, are just, they're going to be stuck somewhere on stupid on the corner. Anyway, I'll let you go with that there, Mike. You finish up your show. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And turning back to the science news here, up on Mars, NASA is confirming that the Perseverance rover did succeed in collecting a rock sample. This was the second try. The first time the sample, the rock was too crumbly and the sample fell out of the collector. This time it definitely worked, and they've got their first sample ahead of a plan to return it to Earth within a decade. And the way this is going to work is Perseverance is going to park someplace after it's filled up its little rock collection, and it's just going to leave it there on Mars, and a new spacecraft will land at the exact same spot, pick up that collection of rocks, and fly them back to Earth. And I certainly hope that they are very cautious about biocontainment when they return that back, because I'm one of those people convinced that Mars does have indigenous life because of the results from the Viking lander. And while in all probability any Martian organisms would not be able to survive here on Earth because of the high temperature and the high pressure, we would really need to be very, very cautious. Now, we've all heard of the Amber Room. It was one of the relics from the Russian Empire that was looted by the Nazis, and then it disappeared. And amateur divers have discovered a sunken Nazi warship, and with robotic divers, because this thing is like 260 feet deep, they have discovered there are some very strongly locked cargo boxes on this warship. And this warship was docked in the city where the Amber Room was last known to be. So they're hopeful that they're going to be able to bring up the original Amber Room. Now, the Amber Room has been reconstructed in St. Catherine's Palace. But it would be an amazing find to actually recover the original one. Okay, we're at the end of the program here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. I believe Steve Elkins is taking the microphone for John. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. And apparently Steve is joining John on the air tonight. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good rest of your Labor Day weekend. Aloha, America.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.